5th, 1975. Dear Mom, well, I guess I'll tell you all the death story of my ugly birthmark. When and how I got my birthmark off. Well, it all started when the swimming pool here was open. Every time I went down there to get a good tan, everybody would look at my birthmark. So for a while, I let it go. It really didn't bother me that much. But I kept looking at it in the mirror, and I just got so fed up with it. So one day, while I was working out, I talked to a friend of mine who happened to be an army doctor. And so I asked him about cutting off something like a birthmark on your body. And he replied that the army wouldn't do nothing like that, and that it was against army policy to ever cut something like that off your body. Well, I had told myself that there's no way of doing it, and I had to live with it. And I convinced myself to just live with my birthmark. I said God put it on there, and so it'll stay there. Well, I went for about a week, and everybody asked me, what's that on your back? Until I got so tired of it. So I talked to a one Sergeant Joe, who told me he knows someone in Hong Kong that would cut it off. Sergeant Joe is one of our Korean MPs that live here on post. And you know what? He sure can speak good English. So the next day, me and him went to the hospital. It didn't look like a hospital. And he and I talked to the doctor there. You know what? The doc knew real good English, too. He went to school in the U.S., so he knew of what I wanted. Well, he just talked to me for a while and just asked me a few questions and told me to come back the next morning at 10. The next night, I was so scared that I wasn't going to do it. But the next morning, I got up, got dressed, went, ate breakfast, and boy, was I scared. I just thought that if someone found out I did it, boy, would I be in trouble. But I kept right on thinking about surprising you all when I come home and didn't have no birthmark. And I even surprised me. It was my one dream to have it off. So I went to the doc at about 10 o'clock, and he was there. We went in his office, and he talked to me a little more and looked at my birthmark a little more. Then we went into the next room, where three fine, good-looking nurses gave me a physical before going into the operating room. Then I told the doc, Doc Jams, that I wanted to be fully asleep before ever seeing a butcher knife. But seems he had other plans of his own in his mind. The nurses gave me a shot. Boy, that just about killed me. And I thought that it was to put me to sleep. So I was expecting to fall asleep. But then all of a sudden the doctor said, let's go in here. So I got up. And all I had on was my jeans. They didn't even wheel me in the operating room. And guess what? It reminded me of when I worked at Colburn's meat shop. Really, there was just a long table in the center of the room. And another doctor with this rag around his mouth, I was a-fixin' to turn and run around. But I walked to the table and he told me to lay on my left side, so I did. First, about 7 good-looking nurses came into the room. I didn't even care to look at them. All I was worrying about was that stupid guy laying on a table, meaning me. Well, the doctor put a red tracer on my back. He said he had to draw a diagram of how my skin ran. So when he sews me up, he wouldn't go as crooked as a snake. Then after he got finished playing around with the skin on my back, he said, this is going to hurt a little. I looked around, and boy, what a needle. It had to be at least 9 inches long. He stuck it right in the middle of my birthmark. See, all this time I thought I was supposed to go to sleep. But not a thing like that happened. I even tried to help myself to go to sleep, and that didn't even work. The doctor said it was the dead in the area of my birthmark, but I still felt him touch my back. Then all of a sudden I felt something running down my back, so I figured it was blood from him cutting my birthmark. Well, he pulled and he tugged, and finally something happened. The shot that he gave me was wearing off, and a couple of times I felt him cut my skin, and it got so bad that I balled up my fist, and so help me, if that other doctor and nurses hadn't held me down, I would have smacked him upside his face. Mom, Dad, believe me, I went through some kind of pain. After he sewed me up and wiped the blood off my back, He said I was finished. Boy, was I glad. Then I got up and I looked around me. And was I dizzy. I looked and I saw about a sheet full of blood. Not that much, but there was a lot of rags with blood. Then he picked up something out of the pan. And guess what? That's the first time I seen my birthmark in person. Looking at me square in the face. And boy, was it ugly. I asked him how many stitches did it take, and he said 21. Then I walked to his office, and he told me how much. But I really didn't care, just as long as it was over. It cost me 40,000 wons, and in American money, it would be $80. Well, I wasn't pleased with the price, but I sure didn't want him to put it back on. He then gave me an injection shot and pain pills, and I went home to Campage, where I went to work at 3 o'clock. The operation took 1 hour and 45 minutes, and $80 of my money. But one important thing is, it took the birthmark off. I went back for 5 days, getting bandages changed and more injection shots, which a pretty good-looking nurse gave them to me. After a week and a half, he took the stitches out, and I haven't gone there since, and I won't. Well, now it's okay, and I feel okay, too. I'll send you all a picture when I develop my film, okay? Now you all know, and I told you all, I'd come back home different, didn't I? Love to all, your son Gail. P.S. You know what, Mom? Now I'm starting to worry about the scar on my back. I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her not to worry over me. I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her I'm okay, you see. I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her not to worry over me. I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her I'm okay, you see. Campage, Korea, Sunday, October the 5th, 1975. Dear Mom, well, I guess I'll tell you all the death story of my ugly birthmark. When and how I got my birthmark off. Well, it all started when the swimming pool here was open. Every time I went down there to get a good tan, everybody would look at my birthmark. So for a while, I let it go. It really didn't bother me that much. But I kept looking at it in the mirror, and I just got so fed up with it. So one day, while I was working out, I talked to a friend of mine who happened to be an army doctor. And so I asked him about cutting off something like a birthmark on your body. And he replied that the army wouldn't do nothing like that, and that it was against army policy to ever cut something like that off your body. Well, I had told myself that there's no way of doing it, and I had to live with it. And I convinced myself to just live with my birthmark. I said God put it on there, and so it'll stay there. Well, I went for about a week, and everybody asked me, "What's that on your back?" Until I got so tired of it. So I talked to a one Sergeant Joe, who told me he knows someone in Hangchang that would cut it off. Sergeant Joe is one of our Korean MPs that live here on post. And you know what? He sure can speak good English. So the next day, me and him went to the hospital. It didn't look like a hospital. And he and I talked to the doctor there. You know what? The doc knew real good English, too. He went to school in the U.S., so he knew of what I wanted. Well, he just talked to me for a while and just asked me a few questions and told me to come back the next morning at 10. The next night, I was so scared that I wasn't going to do it. But the next morning, I got up got dressed, then ate breakfast, and boy, was I scared. I just thought that if someone found out I did it, boy, would I be in trouble. But I kept right on thinking about surprising you all when I come home and didn't have no birthmark. And I even surprised me. It was my one dream to have it off. So I went to the doc at about 10 o'clock, and he was there. We went in his office, and he talked to me a little more and looked at my birthmark a little more. Then we went into the next room, where three fine, good-looking nurses gave me a physical before going into the operating room. Then I told the doc, Doc Jams, that I wanted to be fully asleep before ever seeing a butcher knife. But seems he had other plans of his own in his mind. The nurses gave me a shot. Boy, that just about killed me. And I thought that it was to put me to sleep. So I was expecting to fall asleep. But then all of a sudden the doctor said, let's go in here. So I got up. And all I had on was my jeans. They didn't even wheel me in the operating room. And guess what? It reminded me of when I worked at Colburn's meat shop. Really, there was just a long table in the center of the room. And another doctor with this rag around his mouth, I was a-fixin' to turn and run around. But I walked to the table and he told me to lay on my left side, so I did. First, about seven good-looking nurses came into the room. I didn't even care to look at them. All I was worrying about was that stupid guy laying on a table, meaning me. Well, the doctor put a red tracer on my back. He said he had to draw a diagram of how my skin ran. So when he sews me up, he wouldn't go as crooked as a snake. Then after he got finished playing around with the skin on my back, he said, this is going to hurt a little. I looked around, and boy, what a needle. It had to be at least 9 inches long. He stuck it right in the middle of my birthmark. See? All this time I thought I was supposed to go to sleep. But not a thing like that happened. I even tried to help myself to go to sleep, and that didn't even work. The doctor said it was the deadened area of my birthmark, but I still felt him touch my back. Then all of a sudden I felt something running down my back, so I figured it was blood from him cutting my birthmark. Well, he pulled and he tugged, and finally something happened. The shot that he gave me was wearing off, and a couple of times I felt him cut my skin, and it got so bad that I balled up my fist, and so help me, if that other doctor and nurses hadn't held me down, I would have smacked him upside his face. Mom, Dad, believe me, I went through some kind of pain. After he sewed me up and wiped the blood off my back, he said I was finished. Boy, was I glad. Then I got up and I looked around me. And was I dizzy. I looked and I saw about a sheet full of blood. Not that much, but there was a lot of rags with blood. Then he picked up something out of the pan. And guess what? That's the first time I seen my birthmark in person, looking at me square in the face. And boy, was it ugly. I asked him how many stitches did it take, and he said 21. Then I walked to his office, and he told me how much. But I really didn't care, just as long as it was over. It cost me 40,000 wons, and in American money, it would be $80. Well, I wasn't pleased with the price, but I sure didn't want him to put it back on. He then gave me an injection shot and pain pills, and I went home to Campage, where I went to work at 3 o'clock. The operation took 1 hour and 45 minutes, and $80 of my money. But one important thing is, it took the birthmark off. I went back for 5 days, getting bandages changed and more injection shots, which a pretty good-looking nurse gave them to me. After a week and a half, he took the stitches out, and I haven't gone there since, and I won't. Well, now it's okay, and I feel okay, too. I'll send you all a picture when I develop my film, okay? Now you all know, and I told you all, I'd come back home different, didn't I? Love to all, your son Gail. P.S. You know what, Mom? Now I'm starting to worry about the scar on my back. I'm writing a letter to Mother me. I'm writing a letter to mother to tell her I'm okay, you see.
bottle there and bring it up to this office and we'll identify him for you.
But you see, I don't have any ducks.
Well, then I can't help you.
No, but I want you to come and exterminate my house, even though I don't have any ducks.
No, we don't do that.
Nothing about bugs. kill them all. Nothing about bugs. You can't 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 kill them all. Nothing about bugs.
For JJ's
rag,
inner
radio,
active science
lab,
winner,
long came spider,
who bit now?
He
is web
slinging, swinging through NYC.
Now Spider-Man, he was so cocky, and all he wanted was to buzz TV. But after Uncle's murder, it made him see with great power comes responsibility. And now criminals all around the town will turn tails and scatter when they hear this sound.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Now Peter Parker's in and Barker, known as Spider-Man, but Norman Osborn's gotten darker in his corporate plan after he took a serum while delirium out to kill Spidey and everyone near him.
On his glider throwing bombs, Green Goblin he be yelling.
So with time and Spidey's climbing, stopping crime and all the villains, Scorpion,
Hobgoblin, Kingpin, Rhino,
Venom, Carnage,
Dr. Rock,
and Electro. With Aunt May,
Mary Jane,
yeah he'd like
to meet her,
get the
girl,
save the
world, and his name is Peter.
Like the X-Men, as I was told, mutant powers and such, he's brave and bold, like Xavier, who's the savior of the babes like Rogue. Her and Storm will make it warm while they will stay in vogue, and it's been great to see her play. What make you say, god damn, that Stan Lee made my day. Cyclops' vision is beaming, Magneto is scheming, yeah he's dreaming of Reaming. Toad's a little demon, Logan Wolverine's powers will heal all your wounds when he fights with claws against Sabretooth. Now Reed can stretch for a mile or more, he's the mister of the Fantastic Four, with invisible suit and a thing that's orange. Just don't get scorched by the Human Torch.
Get Bannerman and you'll shout he can. He's the big green Hulk whose temper is bad. He's the big green Hulk in your neighborhood. Hulk
smash,
something
smash,
key,
smash,
something good.
There it is.
Upon
the Avengers, Iron Man's armor, and with Thor's hammer, soon Victor Von Doom is in the slammer. Silver Surfer's all shiny, Daredevil's cool, but he can't see. Do they compare? None of them can to your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, huh?
Hey, Diva, let's break it down. Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh, spinning webs from here to Japan.
Come on, see him there, swinging higher.
Homeboy looks like Tobey Maguire.
Look out.
The Spider-House rules.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Who is always ready? Ooh, yeah.
Life is a great retainer. Wherever there's a pain, you'll find the Spider-Man.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Shout out to Ron, Howie, and Ian for starting this bad boy.
That is Rampage Radio.
40 years ago.
Radio onto the FM. This is I, Last Singer Manny, and
Todd.
The Todd Show. As Rampage Radio, we are the Allied Forces.
Happy anniversary.
My goodness. Rampage Radio, their rerun, an old rerun from the archives. Miss those guys. We haven't had them in the studio for a while. I am DJ ESB. I'm getting ready to get going here at 2 o'clock. I figure we got a rerun going. I may as well come in and do some live broadcasting for you. Yeah, I'm DJ ESB. I'm going to be in the studio myself today, running solo till 4 o'clock this afternoon. And we're going to celebrate O Canada. We're going to do an All Musicians from Canada. So I figure we'll start off with a nice long one. Get us in the mood here. Here's Neil Young, everyone. Canada's own Neil Young. Toodles. His own Neil Young there with Down by the River, one of my favorite Neil Young songs. I like a lot of his stuff, but that one's great. I'm DJ ESB. You listen to a preview of ES Beats. We are not supposed to be on for another 2 minutes. Came on a little early because it was a rerun plan. I figured I'd just take over. I'm already in here. Gorgeous day in San Francisco. A little windy, but warm. Sun's out, guns out. I think tomorrow, starting at about 4 a.m, the rain hits and it doesn't stop for a week. Not looking forward to that. DJ Original Brewer out of town, as is everyone, it seems like. DJ Q-Nut is listening at home. Getting ready to hang out with her friends tomorrow. We've had a good week together, just the two of us here in San Francisco. While everyone is off gallivanting around the country, we've got DJ Original Brewer with DJ Ali Power in New York this weekend, celebrating Original Brewer's birthday, which is fantastic. The photos have been great. DJ Adam A is covering the news in Washington, D.C. It's been really fun to see all the stuff coming out of there. DJ Adame, I think, is actually in her hotel room right now working on her stories from the last 24 hours of coverage. We've got DJ Grandma and Grandpa in New Zealand. I mean, it's kind of boring that I'm just in San Francisco. I don't think we've got any family in the UK tuned in because they're at a party. I don't know what party it was. The way that Sarah Runs in Circles said it to me, I felt like I should know what party it was. I felt a little guilty that I didn't. But it's been kind of it's been great spending time, obviously, with QNUT. But I got to be honest with you, it's kind of a mixed bag of a week. It's just been a mixed bag. But we've got each other, which is great. Arizona got knocked out of the NCAA tournament on, what day was it now? Thursday night, I guess. That was tough. But the Giants, they won their first game on Thursday, and they are winning.